This weekend brings art openings, puppet theater, feminist theater, an environmental film festival, a duo concert of contemporary music, vaudeville, and a whole lot more to the Greater Berkshire region. Artist Darren Waterston has been in residence at Mass Mocha in North Adams since last July. The project he's been working on since then is a full-fledged reimagination of James McNeill Whistler's decorative masterpiece, Harmony in Blue and Gold, The Peacock Room, which Whistler made in 1877. The original Peacock Room was designed to showcase shipping magnate Frederick Leyland's collection of Asian ceramics. Whistler turned the design into a subtle mockery of his patron. At Mass Mocha, Waterston reconstructs the historical room as an extravagant ruin. Inside, viewers will find a crumbling structure with reinterpretations of Whistler's work in Waterston's distinct style, as well as 250 hand-painted ceramic vessels inspired by the collections of both Leyland and the American industrialist Charles Freer, who acquired the room after Leyland's death. A soundscape featuring voice and cello composed by the New York-based trio Betty is heard intermittently throughout the space, punctuating the silence with haunting reverberations. Waterston describes the Mass Mocha installation as a transgressive parody. An opening reception celebrating Waterston and Uncertain Beauty is on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Also in North Adams, Who's Hungry?, an experimental puppet show based on the oral histories of homeless and hungry individuals, will be presented at the North Adams Puppet Lab on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. This show was created by BESSIE Award winner Dan Fruit and directed by OBIE Award winner Dan Herlin. The fourth annual Project Native Film Festival kicks off with a free screening of the environmental documentary Revolution on Saturday at 7 at the Mahewi in Great Barrington. The festival continues on Sunday, March 30th at the Triplex Cinema with free screenings of 8 films from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. The films cover a wide range of current environmental topics, including salmon farming, GMOs, tar sands, invasive Asian carp, fracking, and industrial hemp. Two-time Tony Award nominee Jane Atkinson will direct a benefit production of Motherhood Out Loud at Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge tonight and tomorrow, as part of the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers. Proceeds from the production will benefit Wham Theatre and the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers. Hudson's own Bindlestiff Family Circus concludes its three-month winter residency, hosting a monthly cabaret featuring its vaudeville-style variety of circus, theater, comedy, and musical entertainers at Club Helsinki Hudson, with two shows this weekend, Saturday at 9 o'clock, and a matinee on Sunday at 3, more geared to the entire family. Works by modern and contemporary composers will be performed in Pairings, Art Songs, and Cabaret, featuring vocalist Gilda Lyons and composer-pianist Darren Hagen at the Hudson Opera House on Saturday at 7 p.m. The program will include the premiere of a new work, commissioned from David McBride by the Phoenix Concerts, as well as works by Mark Blitzstein, Jacques Brel, Chibuka Granda, Jennifer Higdon, Ned Roram, Stephen Sondheim, and Kurt Weill, among others. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.